Westminster, and a rally coming up tonight, a fundraiser. We'll keep track of everything. But this has been amazing. I've just spent the last almost 2 hours mesmerized by watching the SUVs going from Doral to the courthouse, and now from the courthouse to a cafe where he greeted supporters. And then he jumped back into the SUV, and off he went to Miami International Airport. Now I'm watching the Trump jet roll down the taxiway. It's just cool stuff. Nikki Haley always seems to have an answer to almost every question. Was on with Martha McCallum yesterday, and her reaction to the Trump legal problems. This is cut number two. Nikki Haley last night with Martha McCallum.
When you look at, we just watched the former president get off the plane down in Miami, and he's facing this indictment tomorrow. Obviously, these are serious accusations and situation that he finds himself in. What's your reaction to what's going on and what we're going to see play out tomorrow? What do you say to voters about how they should look at this?
When I was at the UN, I mean, I saw that the president never got an ounce of credit or a moment's peace. I also had to deal with the Russiagate because that's what they were swirling around all the time, and we saw that that was not a fact. This is what I'll tell you. Two things can be true at the same time. One, the DOJ and FBI have lost all credibility with the American people. And getting rid of just senior management isn't going to be enough to fix this. This is going to take a complete overhaul, and we have to do that. Two, the second thing can also be true. If this indictment is true, if what it says is actually the case, President Trump was incredibly reckless with our national security. More than that, I'm a military spouse. My husband's about to deploy this weekend. This puts all of our military men and women in danger. If you are going to talk about what our military is capable of or how we would go about invading or doing something with one of our enemies. And if that's the case, it's reckless, it's frustrating, and it causes problems. And, you know, we're looking now, this is the second indictment. We're looking at possibly a third indictment coming in with Georgia. My concern is not so much about how this, you know, plays out and what we do with it. My concern is about the direction of the country. The fact that we cannot have Biden win this election. We cannot go through Biden or Kamala Harris winning this election. We've got to have someone that can win a general election. We've got to have someone that can right the ship on this country and get us back in shape, whether it's the border, whether it's crime. We've got to start doing that. And I think the time is now.
Nikki Haley, who right now is polling at 4%. 4%. Trump at 39%. DeSantis at 24%. Haley at 4%. Ramaswamy at 1%. We got Pence at 4%. We got Tim Scott at 5%. We've got Chris Christie at 2%. And undecided or others, 21%. The only thing I will say is that there's still plenty of time for things to change. But just remember this. You know, we've got debates. We've got primaries. We got all kinds of stuff going on. By the way, the Trump jet is rolling, and it is wheels up. Wheels up at Miami International Airport. He is heading back to New Jersey and Bedminster, one of his golf clubs there. And so we'll keep you apprised of that anyway. But Nikki Haley going nowhere right now as far as the polling. And it's tough when we've just had, 5 or 6 hours of Trump mania. I mean, it takes all the oxygen, all the political oxygen out of the room. It really honestly does. Stay where you are. Coming up on the program, Scott Hammond will join us. State Senator, District 18. Where are we on the A's Stadium project? When are we going to find out if we get Major League Baseball? Is there a deal that's going to be struck? The RJ wants it. The governor wants it. I want it. But yet there are powerful forces. And by the way, gaming loves it. Mining loves it. I'm just saying, it's time to get off the schneid and let's get a Major League Baseball team in here. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
By now, you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty in a Miami courtroom this afternoon to federal charges alleging he hoarded classified documents detailing sensitive military secrets and schemed to thwart government efforts to get them back. Democratic California Congressman Pete Aguilar says Trump deserves the chance to defend himself, but he's stunned by how many Republicans are still backing him.
The allegations are incredibly troubling, and the fact that House Republicans continue to try to come to his rescue just blows our mind, quite honestly. And it stems from the fact that this is the leader of their party.
But House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says Americans are frustrated by unequal justice.
When the president's main opponent for his reelection seems to be treated in a very different way than anyone else, including Joe Biden himself or Hillary Clinton or others. That's what people can't get beyond.
It's the second criminal case Trump is facing as he seeks to reclaim the White House in 2024. He's also accused in a New York state court of falsifying business records related to hush money payments made during the 2016 campaign. Trump has denied wrongdoing in both cases and slammed the prosecutions as politically motivated. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg promised Tuesday to help repair the East Coast Main North-South Highway, Interstate 95, near Philadelphia as quickly as possible. Buttigieg tells WPVI-TV they're trying to help drivers navigate the closure.
We're even making contact with Google and Waze to try to optimize any kind of software information that travelers or truckers. So they're going to do the best they can given this situation. But obviously, it is not just an inconvenience, it is a cost.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 149 points, the NASDAQ rose 111. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing. Call.
It's time for the annual Basque Fry.
The 8th Annual Basque Fry is on Saturday, June 17th, and we want to make sure you don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind Nevada tradition featuring an outstanding lineup of all-star conservative speakers. Special guest Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will headline this year's event and discuss his vision to fight for our conservative principles and save our country. The Basque Fry is Nevada's single largest annual political event, attracting thousands of patriots to Corley Ranch in beautiful Gardnerville. It's an affordable, family-friendly affair featuring traditional Basque barbecue and activities for the kids. Plus, it's an opportunity to meet some of your own local elected officials and grassroots conservative leaders, including former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, Governor Joe Lombardo, Congressman Mark Amadei, and Dana Lash. To get your tickets, go to morninginnevadapac.com. We look forward to seeing you there. Paid for by Never Back Down, Inc. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Neverbackdown.org.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, it looks like we're one step closer to buying scratch-off tickets here in the state of Nevada after lawmakers here in Nevada recently approved a procedural vote to establish a state lottery system. The plan to create a state lottery requires a second passage in the next legislative session and then a passage by voters in the next general election. That means Nevada voters could weigh in on the issue as early as the 2026 election. Fans looking to be a part of potential Las Vegas sports history, witnessing the Golden Knights hoist the Stanley Cup in person, you're going to need to plunk down a small fortune to do so. TickPick. Note the average purchase price ahead of tonight's Game 5 is $1,377, or 1,107% more expensive than the Knights' regular season average ticket price of $114, making it the most expensive game in team history. The least expensive ticket in tonight's Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final between the Golden Knights and the Panthers at T-Mobile at 5 o'clock, by the way, on TNT, is $805. That is a standing room only option at the Hyde Lounge, and it's a no view.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, a multi-vehicle crash resulting in a fatality has closed the intersection of Warm Springs and Tommy House Lane. Do avoid that area while they're investigating that scene. Also, watch for accidents Buffalo at Gowan and Sahara at Sandhill.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high.
Yes, sir, no!
Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local. By the way, my phone is blowing up. This may be good news. According to the RJ, a Nevada Senate committee has approved the Oakland A's ballpark. Now, that may still be subject to approval by the State Assembly. I'm just going to tell you this. I'm so excited at the prospect of, bringing Major League Baseball to our community. I'm in the mood to buy season tickets. I would probably buy season tickets if they bring Major League Baseball. And, you may say, well, the A's, they're not a great franchise. But teams go through, down periods. I'd support the A's. Now, it'd be hard to do it because I'm a Cardinal fan and I'm a Kansas City Royals fan. And I spent gosh, most of my adult life covering the Kansas City Royals, went to spring training with them. It would be difficult to do, but I'm just going to tell you, I think the idea of a 30,000 seat arena that could house all kind with a retractable roof and all of that, I think that would be like way cool. We'll see what you think. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We are getting closer and closer to securing Major League Baseball for our community. What do you think of that? You like the idea? Think about that for a minute. Anyway, I want you to hear Gavin Newsom. And this is cut one. Was on with Hannity and refused to talk about running in the Democrat presidential primary against Joe Biden. He refused to answer, to be honest with you. Let's go to cut one real quick. Gavin Newsom last night on Hannity.
Do you think he's cognitively strong enough to be president?
I have conversations with him all the time, yes. And I'll tell you what.
You do.
I'm dead serious about that. I've talked to him when he's been overseas. I've been in Air Force One, Marine One. I've been in the limo with him. I've spent time with him.
Okay, but you never answered my question directly. How many times does your phone ping a day, people saying you need to get in this race? Because they agree with me that he's not up to the job.
I see where you're going with that.
I'm asking.
No, and I'm not answering.
Under any circumstances would you get in this primary?
No.
None.
I really am proud. I think he's a man of decency and character. I'm really proud of the president. Proud of what he's accomplished.
Is he strong enough to be president? That's what I'm
talking
about.
Look what he just did to McCarthy. He ran circles. Look at the vote card.
I didn't like the vote. I wouldn't have voted for it.
Exactly. Kevin got played by the President of the United States. I'm for results.
I don't think the American people benefit. I like the plan that would have saved $4.8 trillion. All right. Now, so we're at a point. I think you are far more articulate, far more versed, far more energetic. I have this theory that people are going to come calling because I don't think in your party they think he's the guy.
Well, yeah, but can I tell you something? I'm just going to tell you, Gavin Newsom is an imposing figure. I mean, he's smooth as silk. I mean, I watched that interview last night, and it was just awful. I had a chance to visit with Megan Barth earlier from thenevadaglobe.com, and I opened the interview by just saying it's a big, big day today.
Yes. It's a big day today. Quite frankly, I haven't watched one stick of what's happening in Florida. I have been hyperly focused on Nevada, as is my job. And as a voter in Nevada, I would encourage every voter in Nevada to be hyperly focused on Nevada.
Let me ask you, this could be the day we get a Major League Baseball team. The state Senate and the Assembly are all looking at the Oakland A's stadium deal. Can you give us an up-to-the-minute outlook on where we are on this thing?
Yes. If you try to watch online, you'll just get a constant stream of Senate is in recess. I believe there are behind-the-bar sessions going on right now. There was an announcement that there will be a bill signing ceremony at 1 o'clock today. I don't assume that's going to be the A's stadium bill. I know that there have been plenty of amendments that have been provided just in the last few hours to the original bill. So as it stands, I don't believe that we will have a bill signed today, but I do believe that there are obviously some bills being signed in order to whip some Democrats into position to support the bill, because many Democrats have come out in opposition, and even some Republicans, against building a taxpayer-funded stadium in the heart of the Las Vegas Strip.
This is a unique bill. The governor favors it. Gaming favors it. I think mining probably does, although I haven't checked. You've got the RJ has endorsed for it. And yet we have this huge groundswell that is in opposition. Where does that come from?
Well, it comes from, I wouldn't say it's a partisan issue. It comes from all sides of the political spectrum. You have a very interesting, you have very interesting allies that are for this bill, and you have very interesting opponents, a coalition of such, that are vehemently opposed to the stadium. And those that support this stadium say that, you know, stadiums have done well before in Nevada, specifically around the Strip. They've brought in a significant revenue, whether that would be tax revenue, gaming revenue, hotel revenue, et cetera. Then you have, and, you know, that revenue could be used for all sorts of variety of things. And they claim that the revenue generated through a special tax district, which this stadium would be a part of, would not be a risk, so to speak, to the taxpayers, who are, latest reports that I have, would invest $380 million in a combination of tax credits and thereabouts. But then you have the opponent saying, look, publicly funded stadiums are never a good idea. They definitely don't generate the revenue as expected. And specifically the A's, who have a hard time filling their own stadium with their own fans. I think the average stadium is about, the average audience and attendance at an A's game in Oakland is 8,000. And the initial estimates by the analysts for this stadium said that they believe it will be 17,000, comprised of mostly locals. But, you know, locals come out for winning teams. And the A's certainly don't fit that category. So they believe that these tax credits that would be all, you know, and the bonds, et cetera, that would be used in order to finance this stadium could be better used in, you know, education, infrastructure, government services, et cetera.
This falls under the heading of kind of cleaning up after the session, the 120-day session, not the special session. And that involves bills that the governor may be sitting on that he have been passed by the legislature but not signed. Do we have many of those bills still left?
From what I understand, there's about 250 bills that are left awaiting signature and veto, and that came to me this morning from a source near the administration. But this last 10 days, Lombardo has signed a series of bills that have raised concern amongst his base. Specifically, one that he signed yesterday without any announcement, which was Senate Bill 163, which was sponsored by the progressive leader, Melanie Schreibel, of the Democratic Party. She's a senator from District 9. And that law now mandates that all insurance companies, including Medicaid, so taxpayer-funded Medicaid, provides coverage for gender-affirming care for transgender minors and adults.
Wow.
I'll just let that hang in the air.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me just ask you, the governor has taken some criticism on a number of bills that he has signed. And I guess my question is, as you look at the governor's body of work so far, and again, we've still got the stadium deal and some of these other bills that are on his desk but have not yet been signed, what do you think of the job he has done?
Well, what I can say is this, that for a governor who didn't win Clark or Washoe, highly unusual. The rurals saved this governor. I don't know if that will be the case next time, especially with some of these edicts that he's in, these laws, these Democratic pieces of legislation that he's signing. Do I think he's a better governor than Sisolak? Yeah. But was Sisolak a great governor? No. I think one of the problems that this governor has is communication. And I don't say that as a slight. I know people on his communications team, you know, this isn't a direct slight against those in and around his communications team. But if he's going to sign bills that are highly controversial, such as SB 163, which allows for the taxpayer-funded transitioning of minors, whereby every single Republican in both houses voted against it, thousands of letters of opposition and hours of testimony opposing this bill were recorded, I would assume that the governor, instead of creating a vacuum with his silence when he signed this bill, you know how I found out about this bill being signed? Melanie Schleibel. Melanie Schleibel is the one who announced that the governor signed this bill. So when I dropped the bill into the public sphere and also amongst some private conversations that we have, this group, people were shocked, outraged, couldn't believe it. And one way how you manage perceptions, because perception is reality. So he might have had very good reasons to sign this bill. He might have had dozens of examples of why he should have signed this bill. But when those examples aren't communicated to his constituents, their perception is, you just signed a radical transgender bill. Why? And even if they don't ask why, they say, you signed it, you lost my vote.
Well, every time she's on the show, she lights it up. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and TheNevadaGlobe.com. Coming up bottom of the hour, Scott Hammond will join us, State Senator, District 18. My phone is blowing up. A state Senate figure, a committee, has approved the A Stadium deal. That doesn't mean it's a done deal. We'll find out where it is right now in the process coming up in just a couple of minutes as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet, 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch, get your data, get protected,